Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's chat to Councillor Daniel Shea, Councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well myself. And how are you doing?
I am well, thank you. So first of all, just to deal with one issue before we even talk about the water, is power back in pretty much the whole ward?
So yes, power went off quite early this morning and it was back around 6 a.m. For people living in Observatory, not so lucky, but the side of town, very good.
Okay, so that's at least something positive. Let's talk about the water situation. I mean, as the rain pummels down and they tell us there's no water.
The water situation, I don't think we've had much change in terms of the water situation since the beginning of summer. And that situation really is that Rand Water hasn't adjusted their water usage license to pump enough water to the metros in Gauteng, because we've experienced massive population growth over the last decade and a half in all three metros. And at the same time, all three metros haven't been doing maintenance for the last 30 years. So the leaks are terrible. In Joburg, we lose the Zoo Lake's worth of water a day leaks. There's no issue in terms of how much water is in the Vaal Dam. We just cannot get it up the hill fast enough for the usage of the city because of the leaks.
So is that because of the leaks, not because of electricity, and is that why the reservoirs are empty, effectively?
We had a compounded issue of Aikenhof, the pump station, tripping last week. But the main issue, and Rand Water keeps pointing to it, is the city's consumption, which has got nothing to do with the residents. It's got to do with the administration failing in their duties.
Right. Is there a plan?
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I don't know if you recall when the current mayor was mayor previously, when he was illegally mayor for 3 weeks, he said he wanted to put a JoJo tank in every home. And we all mocked him, and we said, Your main job is to fix the water infrastructure, not to start supplying JoJo's. And again, last week when he was doing his reservoir tour, he said to the councillors present, "I told you so. I told you we need JoJo's." He's been sitting on the city for 2 years, and hasn't done an iota of work to improving the water infrastructure. So I don't think there is a plan.
It's so frightening. What is the situation with the mayor? Not that I even remember who he is, because I kind of lost interest in our mayor. But the city's falling apart. It doesn't take a particular wisdom to see that.
So the mayor's Dadamarera of the ANC at the moment, and he came in saying he's not going to do anything. Literally, that's what he said. When crisis has happened, he disappears. He goes to open fancy buildings or golf courses or whatever. I don't know what else he does with his life, but he's definitely not around when he's needed. And in fact, even within the ANC, he's not a popular figure anymore. He's made quite a few suggestions that have made the ANC itself angry. So in terms of mayors, when his term is over, I think he's going to be largely forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to know him to forget him. So that's, I guess, the situation there. Daniel Shea, that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for being available and bringing us that update, talking about the water situation. It's not looking particularly positive, losing a Zoo Lake worth of water every single day in Johannesburg, 818.